Why don't you go in there? Come out of there, boy. Don't you know that house is Hanny's?
An old deserted mansion on an old forgotten road where the better ghosts and goblins always hang out. One night they threw a party in a manor a la mode, and they cordially invited all the gang out. At a dark, bewitching hour, when the fun was loud and hearty, a notorious wallflower became the life of the party. The spooks were having their midnight fling. The merrymaking was in full swing. This raised themselves into a cheerful flame. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance, now a goblin giggled with fiendish glee. A shout rang out from a big banshee. Amazement was in every ghostly glance. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance, all the witches were in stitches while his steps made rhythmic thumps, and they nearly dropped their broomsticks when he tried to do the bumps. You never heard such an ugly laughter, such hilarious groan, when skeleton in closet that he is bone.
Louis Armstrong, accompanied by the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra, with The Skeleton in the Closet from 1936. It turns out that jazz musicians from the 1920s onward liked to make frequent reference to the supernatural in their music, simply for entertainment value, true, but also with a wink of the eye at this general perception of jazz as the devil's music. We're getting into fall in the Northern Hemisphere, and leaves are starting to turn and come down from the trees. And of course, Halloween is coming up, so I thought this would be a good time to investigate some Halloween-themed jazz from the 20s, 30s, and 40s, and to hear it both at its face value, for the fun of it, but also with an awareness of the practitioner's inclination to embrace and lampoon this kind of dark pedigree in jazz. It's The Devil's Music, Halloween Jazz from the 20s through the 40s today on At the Jazz Band Ball. I'm Kevin McLaughlin. Trick or treat? Let's find out. Everything about jazz in the 20s presented a threat to polite society. For one thing, to hear it, you had to go down to the speakeasies and whorehouses, and whether the players themselves were direct consumers of the businesses, they became tainted by the association with criminality, insanity, drug addiction, infectious disease, the supernatural and diabolical activity. And this notion of the devil's music attached itself to jazz, but then later to pop and rock and roll musics in an effort to keep these new radical ways of making music outside the mainstream. Well, vampires of the 1920s were one type of monster associated with the jazz lifestyle. Shortened to vamp, these were dangerous, liberated women who embraced the dances, daring fashion, and openly seductive behavior that critics associated with jazz. On screen, Theda Bara was a popular actress of the silent era and one of cinema's earliest sex symbols. Her femme fatale roles earned her the nickname The Vamp in such silent films as The Lure of Ambition from 1919 and The Unchastened Woman, also the same year. Popular jazz songs featured the vamp figure, including this 1920 recording of I'm a Jazz Vampire by Marianne Harris. This was a modification of her hit I'm a Jazz Baby from the previous year. That was Marianne Harris singing I'm a Jazz Vampire from 1920. A very popular singer of her day, Marianne Harris, came out of vaudeville and then Broadway. She recorded several big hits, Look for the Silver Lining, Carolina in the Morning, I Ain't Got Nobody. W.C. Handy once wrote of Marianne Harris, she sang blues so well that people hearing her record sometimes thought the singer was black. It's Halloween Jazz this week on At the Jazz Band Ball. I'm Kevin McLaughlin. Hey, thanks for going trick-or-treating with me. Well, next we have another skeleton come to the party, courtesy of Fats Waller and his rhythm in Dry Bones from 1940. Dry Bones, Fats Waller and his rhythm from 1940. We heard John Hamilton trumpet, Gene Cedric clarinet, Fats, of course, on piano and vocals, John Smith guitar, Cedric Wallace string bass, and Slick Jones on drums. As we were saying before, jazz in the 20s was considered socially unacceptable and maybe even a little bit in league with the devil. Some of this was due to jazz being so radically new and broke the rules musically and socially and featured improvisation over predetermination, an emphasis on the performer over the composer, and on Black American experience over European. And to those in charge, the man, these qualities made jazz barbaric and depraved. Here's a tune played for us by Hot Lips Page and his band, having some fun associating themselves with this unscrupulous behavior. And sorry to extend the skeleton reference here, but this one's called Skullduggery from 1938.
Skullduggery.
Skullduggery from 1938. That was Hot Lips Page and his band. We're listening to Halloween Jazz this week on At the Jazz Band Ball. I'm Kevin McLaughlin. Hey, it's great to have you along. Jelly Roll Morton was a larger-than-life figure who liked to self-aggrandize from time to time. One of his claims was that he invented jazz in 1902. Well, this was criticized by a lot of people, including Scott Janow, who wrote, "Jelly Roll Morton did himself a lot of harm posthumously by exaggerating his worth." But Gunther Schuller says of Morton's hyperbolic assertions that there's no proof to the contrary. So I guess you decide. Morton, who was born Ferdinand Joseph Lamotte in a Creole community in New Orleans in 1890, began as a piano player in a brothel, and he often sang smutty lyrics and used the nickname Jelly Roll, which, if you've ever heard any Bessie Smith, you know what that means. And while working in the brothel, he was living with his church-going great-grandmother, whom he had convinced that he was working as a night watchman in a barrel factory. Well, after Morton's grandmother, so her daughter, found out he was playing jazz in a brothel, she disowned him for disgracing the Lamotte name. Morton says, "When my grandmother found out that I was playing jazz in one of the sporting houses in the district, she told me that I had disgraced the family and forbade me to live at the house. She told me that devil music would surely bring out my downfall." Thank you. That was Jelly Roll Morton and his orchestra from 1928 in a tune he called Boogaboo. Boogaboo, usually written nowadays as Bugaboo, which is an object of unreasonable fear, so perfect for this show. And it's another name for the creature known as the Boogeyman, an imaginary monster that children believe will hurt them or even take them away if they don't behave. There seem to be a lot of ghosts in early jazz. It may be related to the fact that New Orleans, the birthplace of jazz, has developed a reputation as America's most haunted city. Why is that? Well, geographically, the city is cordoned off from almost everywhere by water. There's the theory that ghosts can't cross moving water. And you have Lake Pontchartrain on one side, the winding Mississippi River on the other. And then even within the city, the Bayou St. John winds its way through the soggy land. So maybe all the ghosts are just stuck there. Well, here's a set of three ghost songs on At the Jazz Band Ball. Mildred Bailey is here to sing A Ghost of a Chance in 1939 with her orchestra. Louis Prima, Mr. Ghost is Going to Town from 1936. And then The Ghost of Smokey Joe, Cab Calloway and his orchestra from 1939.
I need your love so badly. I love you oh so madly, but I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. I thought at last I'd found you, but other loves surround you, and I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. If you'd surrender just for a tender kiss or two, you might discover that I'm the lover meant for you, and I'd be true. But what's the good of scheming? I know I must be dreaming, for I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you.
Chance with you. Up on that stair. Beware, beware, I hear somebody coming up on his toes. Oh, look, there he goes. Mr. Goes is going to town. He takes his cane, his gloves, and his hat. And like a cat, he hurries down the alley. The moon is bright, and this is the night. Oh, that Mr. Ghost is going to town. Cause he's got a date to do a little stepping. He'll shake his bones to hot saxophones. Cause Mr. Ghost is going to town.
Cause I'm the ghost of Smokey Joe. Remember when I kicked the bucket in my mansion up on Stivers Row? When they came and took me off in a $1 zillion coffin. Cause I'm the ghost of Smokey Joe. Tell me, do you remember Minnie?
Yeah, we remember Minnie.
That frail I never found. You never recognize your Minnie. You mean to say that Minnie quit kicking the gong around? I got a date on my estate down in Hades. Call my chariot so I can go. And should the boot you're walking, just tell her you've been talking to the ghost of Smokey Joe. Yes, I remember Minnie. She's that frill I never found. You mean to say that Minnie quit kicking the gong around? I got a date on my stake down in Hades. Call the chariot so I can go. And should the moon you're walking, just tell her you've been talking to the ghost of Smokey. He did I.
ghost songs on At the Jazz Band Ball. And last, of course, was Cab Calloway and his orchestra, The Ghost of Smokey Joe from 1939. Quite a good band here. Cab Calloway was singing and leading the band. But also back there was Chu Berry on tenor sax. Milt Hinton was playing string bass. And Cozy Cole was on drums. Before that, we heard Louis Prima, Mr. Ghost is Going to Town, 1936, with Louis on a hot trumpet solo and vocals. And we started off that set with Ghost of a Chance from 1939. Some beautiful singing, I think, by Mildred Bailey, accompanied by Charlie Shavers, trumpet, Buster Bailey, clarinet, Russell Procope, alto sax, Red Norvo, Mildred Bailey's husband, on xylophone, Billy Kyle, piano, John Kirby, bass, and O'Neill Spencer on drums. Well, we've been listening this week to some Halloween jazz from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s on At the Jazz Band Ball. I'm Kevin McLaughlin. And by the way, if you're enjoying these podcasts, I'd sure love to hear from you. The email for the show is kevin@thejazzbandball.com. And you're welcome to rate us and talk about us on your favorite podcast platform. It's always great to see comments there. And we have a pretty loyal following on Substack. My Substack is kevinmclaughlin.substack.com. And you can subscribe for as little as $8 a month or for free. It's up to you. I really appreciate it. All right, we're going to finish out the show this week with two of my favorite singers in jazz. We're going to hear Haunted House Blues, sung for us by the great Bessie Smith in 1924. And here she's accompanied by Don Redman, clarinet, and Fletcher Henderson, piano, the great band leader and band arranger. And then we're going to hear some Billie Holiday sing another ghost song. This is Ghost of Yesterday from 1940, a really beautiful song. It'll be nice to hear these two ladies back to back. Billie Holiday is accompanied by Roy Eldridge, trumpet, Jimmy Powell, and Carl Fry, alto sax, Kermit Scott, tenor sax, Sonny White, piano, Lawrence Lucy, guitar, John Williams, string bass, and Hal West, drums. Have a safe and happy Halloween, everyone. This is At the Jazz Band Ball. I'm Kevin McLaughlin, and we'll see you next time.
Don't bring no ghosts in the front, come round to the back door. And a sneak.
have no peace, will not cease prowling round till dawn. Ghost of yesterday, every night you're here whispering away. Might have been, oh my dear, foolish heart must pay, ghost of yesterday, ghost of yesterday, every night you're here whispering away. Might have been, oh my dear, foolish heart must pay, ghost of yesterday.